Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. I'm here with our teacher, Connie Stampfel, today. Hey, Connie, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We are in 1 Peter chapter 2. We started chapter 2 yesterday and continuing today with verses 4 through 6. And Connie, what's the theme of this one today?
Well, we're really going to be talking about Jesus Christ, the living stone, the precious cornerstone.
All right. Well, let's see. And you know, in the subtitle of the verses that I have here in 1 Peter, actually, it's titled The Living Stone and the Chosen People. So I'm going to start in verse 4, and these are what we are going to be studying today. It says, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.'"
Yes, and it's a good word for us today, because when it talks in verse 4, it says, "As you come to him, a living stone," that's talking about coming to the Lord Jesus. And that word "come" actually means to abide, to remain, to fellowship with him. And Peter's been talking, when we last were together, we talked about the Word of God, and that's how we grow. And so coming to the Lord Jesus and remaining in him is where we need to be. And then we have the opposite of that. Those who have believed in Jesus Christ have come to know him, but others reject him, because the rest of the verse says, "rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious." And so we realize not everyone accepts the truth of who Jesus is and what he has done, but for God, this is something chosen and precious. And throughout 1 Peter, we're going to find out that we as believers are chosen and precious, and that Jesus' blood is precious. And so in all those ways, we're getting an idea of what God's heart is and what he loves. And it's a good thing for us to know that Jesus Christ was chosen and precious to God. We know that's in Scripture, and we have really interesting words here, because if we go back and say, we see that Jesus Christ is a living stone, which seems to be kind of a puzzle, because stones are inanimate objects, yeah. And what are we going to do with that? But Peter's drawing a word picture for us that's really beautiful, because Jesus Christ, that foundation, who is the base of all that God has done in this world. He's the one who spoke the world into existence. He's the one through whom salvation comes. He is the foundation of our faith. But the important thing is he's the forever living one, and he's the one who conquered death, because death could not hold him. He lives eternally, and because he lives, we will too live. And so it's a beautiful thing to know that Jesus Christ is a living stone, but it really definitely highlights the fact of his resurrection. And because, again, John, we know that because Jesus Christ lives, we also will live. So that's a beautiful thing. We've got some scripture that talks about that living stone. And just one referral I'm going to give you is that in Hebrews 7:16, it talks about Jesus Christ, who became a priest not on the basis of a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. And so that really speaks again to his living forever. A very interesting passage in Scripture is from Matthew, and Jesus gives a word picture of what it means to build our lives upon that solid foundation of who he is in his word. So, Amy, if you'll read that, that'd be wonderful.
You bet. And you know, ladies, many of you have heard this before. This is in chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. It says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it."
Yes, and so here we're seeing there's a contrast. There's a contrast between building your life on Jesus Christ and then building your life on something that's sand. And may we be women who are continuing to grow and build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. In verse 5 here of our 1 Peter passage, we find Peter then goes on and talks about us and our lives and what's being built with them. In verse 5, he says, "You yourselves, like living stones," and so like Jesus Christ, we're also something God is using to build and something that's alive. We're only alive through Christ, are being built up into a spiritual house. Earlier in 1 Peter, he had used the words spiritual household. Mm. And the idea is, in a sense, the family of God, but also that whole idea throughout Scripture of God coming to dwell with his people. Initially, it was in the tabernacle, and then later it was in the temple. In the Holy of Holies, the presence of God was there. But now we know in these days, God has come to indwell us by the power of his Holy Spirit. And so each and every one of us is a temple of the living God. And God is building up his church one stone at a time, one life at a time, as we all come to Christ and live for him. We're going to have some scriptures to look at that in a minute. But also I want to point out the second part. Not only are we the house of God or the household of God, but we're also a holy priesthood. And that's what Israel was in the Old Testament. But now God has also allowed believers in Jesus Christ to be ministers of him, to serve him, to be his representatives to the world. And that word holy is something that we see throughout 1 Peter, because again, God is talking about setting us apart to be a special people for him. And we have some scriptures to look at that's going to help us see that. One is, I'm just going to read part of Ephesians 2, 19 to 22, when it talks again about Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple to the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by his Spirit. Beautiful, beautiful words about what God is accomplishing through our lives for his glory. And what a privilege to be part of what he's doing. The last part of our scripture today is actually Peter quoting from Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. And he says, he quotes, "Behold, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." And so again, it's the promise of holding on to Jesus Christ and what we have because of what he has given us. And notice here that the word is cornerstone, and that's really the keystone of a building. Without the cornerstone, nothing, everything kind of is out of alignment and doesn't hold together. And so Jesus Christ is the one who is that incredible alignment and all. Another thought about all of this is that as we consider ourselves as holy priests, and we have an opportunity to serve God, there are several places in the New Testament that tell us so well about what it means to be in service to God. And some of those have to do with just our lives and our words, but I'm going to just refer you to them, and they're in the study notes. Romans 12:1 talks about us by the mercies of God presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, or our spiritual service, and to be holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship or service. And so again, all of our lives are to be presented to God as an offering. Hebrews 13, 15, and 16 is really important because it tells us that through him, through Jesus Christ, then we let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Here we see two things, Amy. One is that our praise is a sacrifice to God, but also our sharing what we have, which sometimes I think as believers we might forget about what that is. In the first church in Acts, they shared everything in common. They sold their goods, and actually nobody was in want because they were all taking care of each other. That's a beautiful picture.
Oh, it is. It is indeed. And think, ladies, every time you praise God, that's a beautiful, holy sacrifice to God.
Yes, it is. And so that can happen, you know, every waking moment where you see something beautiful and you just say, Lord, what an awesome creation you've made.
Yeah.
Another one is in Romans 15, 16, and this is Paul speaking about how he, as a minister of God, of Jesus Christ, is bringing the gospel to the Gentiles, and that's a priestly service to God, and each and every one of us have that privilege also of speaking true words about God to people who do not know. Ephesians 5, 2 tells us, "And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." And just even the whole, the choice to love others and to do the things, those actions that would demonstrate that love, is representing who Jesus Christ is, and is very, very much a pleasing offering to God. Finally, we know that in Revelation 8:3, we're told that the prayers of the saints go up as incense before God the Father. And so in all those ways, we have the privilege of serving God. And again, it's only through Jesus Christ, our mediator, that we're able to do this. But Jesus Christ, the living stone on whom God is building the church with each and every individual. And if we think about a building made up of stones, every stone's important. Each and every one of us has an opportunity to serve God and represent Him to the world. And what a beautiful thing to be a stone that's chosen by God for that purpose.
All right. Well, Connie, thank you so much for that lesson. And ladies, if you're looking for a great way to do a Bible study, just these 10-minute segments that Connie and I are doing are available on our website. You can download those for a teaching time along with the study guide notes. Today's lesson, again, Lesson 10, A Living Stone is the title of the study guide. So go download those. Those are free for the taking, and we don't claim any copyright. We just want them to be used to study God's Word. It is so precious, and it changes everything as we grow and walk with Christ. All right, we're going to leave it here for now, but Nancy and I will be back in just a moment to talk a little bit more about this living stone and to share some additional thoughts. So stick around. We'll be right back.